Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning, and we've got a complete check of your markets coming up.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, live and feeder futures should open moderately higher today, lifted by follow-through buying and short covering. Hog contracts seem set to open mixed as traders position ahead of the hogs and pigs report. Now, light to moderate trade surfaced in the northern tier of cattle feeding country yesterday. Dress sales about 190 to 191. That was 3 to 5 lower than last week. And once futures bounced higher off last week's lows, the country selling interest seemed to dry up. Now, we did see some prices of about $119 in our part of the country yesterday. Could see some more trade with asking prices about $122 today. Cash hog trade seems staged to open with bids steady to a dollar higher. Look for the June 1 hogs and pigs report to be released this afternoon. Average trade guesses call for all hogs to be about 3 to 5% larger, with the sow herd up by 2 to 3%. Lean futures should open on a mixed basis today as board positions ahead of the new quarterly inventory. Spring wheat topped about $7 for the first time in 3 years yesterday as that market moves deeper into overbought territory on technical charts amid concerns about dry conditions in the northern plains. That's where the crop has been on the decline for several weeks. Those gains lifted winter wheat about 4 cents, corn inch lower, and soybeans a few cents higher as widespread rain this week in the Midwest kept a lid on those markets. Spring wheat led the wheat markets higher again, with the July spring wheat the highest since July 2014 and deep in overbought territory. Those gains pulled winter wheat up a few cents. The winter wheat harvests are underway, with a wide range of yields being reported in the hard red winter, along with low proteins. The latest forecasts show the heat moderating in East and Western Europe, but continuing in the East, particularly the Ukraine and Southwest Russia. Corn closed lower yesterday and well under key moving averages as the forecasted rain and looming USDA reports restrained buyer interest. Soybeans closed higher for the fourth straight day to recover about a third of what they lost last week. Nearby contracts remain under key moving averages. We'll check futures in just a moment.
The folks at Superior Livestock proudly presenting the Big Sky Roundup Friday, June 30th, broadcast live from Billings, Montana, to be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Sell time at 8 a.m. Central Time, 55,500 head, including 2,700 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, 9,900 weaned calves, and 38,000 calves on cows. For more details about the sale, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
At the close yesterday, August live cattle up 60 cents, 115.62. October up 87 cents, 113.65. August feeder cattle up 152 at 146.40. September was up 187 at 146.40. July hogs up 145, 87.92. And the hogs up 92 cents, 79.47. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July up $4.25, 461.5. September up 4.5 at 480.25. July wheat Chicago was up 4 cents, 457.25, and September up $4 at 473. July corn's down 2.5, 356.75. September down 1.5 at 366.25. July soybeans up 2.75 at 914. August up 3 cents at 919. And July cotton up 2.74.43. October down 42, 79.05. That's Check Your Markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.